Rough week on Wall Street. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The Dow dropped again today, but not dramatically. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq saw gains, but they were slight and nowhere near enough to offset the biggest weekly losses since March 2020. The S&P finished the week down 5.8%, while the Dow and the Nasdaq each lost 4.8%. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of COVID-19 shots in children under 5. A final sign-off from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected this weekend, and vaccinations could begin next week. Police say a third victim has died after a shooting at a church potluck in Alabama last night. Vestavia Hills police say prosecutors are preparing to charge a 71-year-old man with murder. The victims were an 84-year-old woman, an 84-year-old man, and a 75-year-old woman. The European Union is putting Ukraine on a path to membership, while British Prime Minister Boris Johnson toured the capital Kyiv today with President Volodymyr Zelensky, promising continued aid and military training. I'm Ben Thomas.